President Obama has made several notable speeches in just the past few days. Last night, he announced the death of Osama bin Laden. Saturday night, he addressed the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington, D.C., and it was just last week that he discussed his birth certificate in front of a national audience. But another address from the president, delivered this winter, has the attention of our history doctor, Bill Smith. During the State of the Union speech, the president asked for a renewed commitment to American ingenuity and technological advancement. The president referred to the space race during that speech and the United States' reaction to the launching of a Russian satellite. He called this time our generation's Sputnik moment. Bill Smith says that phrase and how it was used was interesting.
It kind of caught my ear there in saying that the nation needed to ratchet up the innovation and the inventions. The president said this generation was facing its, and as you're at home, I'm using my air quotes, Sputnik moment.
Yes.
The specific passage said this. Half a century ago, when the Soviets beat us into space with the launch of a satellite named Sputnik, we had no idea how we'd beat them to the moon. This generation's Sputnik moment is now.
Okay, he's talking about early days of the space race.
Correct. Sputnik was the Russian name for a very simple satellite that was launched into orbit around the Earth by the Soviet Union on October the 4th, 1957. It carried along with it a very simple radio transmitter that put out a beep. But this beeping message was recorded first by amateur radio operators and then others across the nation. The achievement was stunning to the West and the United States specifically. It was a huge blow to American superiority in technology. And if the USSR could put a satellite into orbit over our heads, we might live under a red moon with the threat of nuclear attack.
Big stuff then. Why do you think the president used that allusion in his State of the Union address?
Well, it calls us back to a similar time of us versus them and the great American triumph in putting a man on the moon first. Conveniently missing that except for that crucial final goal reached in 1969, that the USSR actually collected most of the space firsts. First satellite with Sputnik, first animal in space, first man in space, first orbit, first probe to reach the moon, the first to reach Mars, the first to reach Venus.
Wow. So Sputnik was a pretty big deal?
Well, in short, yes. Historians refer to it as a technology Pearl Harbor. Then Senate Majority Leader Lyndon Johnson recalled how he felt about it in 1957. This is quoting LBJ. Now, somehow, in some new way, the sky seemed almost alien. I also remember the profound shock of realizing that it might be possible for another nation to achieve technology superiority over this great country of ours.
The era that Lyndon Johnson is referencing is that of the Eisenhower era?
Correct. The Eisenhower administration was in office in 57. We often kind of forget that as we recall JFK and his speech about the moon. But Eisenhower actually moved pretty quickly to increase spending for the American science programs, notably creating NASA to take over the separate military efforts to get into space. Within a year of Sputnik, it also led to the creation of the Advanced Research Projects Agency and the funding of a new grant program for basic science research in colleges and university. Now, ARPA became DARPA, or
DARPA,
as it's better known, DARPA.
Right.
Perhaps the most significant, though, of these immediate things done by Eisenhower at the time, now DARPA obviously had a much longer history, was this National Defense Education Act. The grants and scholarships that it provided to individuals and universities were a huge boost for the National Science Foundation.
That work?
Well, it did lay the groundwork for the 1960s because there was a lot of investment made both in education and in programs. You know, here's the more important point, though, and I think this might be where the president was trying to go with what he said. In the American century, we were quick to dismiss as somehow barbaric any country that we thought lacked our perceived sophistication. The Soviet Union couldn't achieve an atomic bomb without leaks from Klaus Fuchs and the Rosenbergs in Los Alamos. We later discovered that, yes, there had been spying, but no, it had no real impact in accelerating the work of the Soviets. I mean, we see this today, and this is kind of what inspires the president looking toward China. You know, did the Chinese leapfrog their stealth fighter technology because of a crashed F-117 in Bosnia, and that the Chinese had ran out in the countryside and bought up pieces of this airplane off of farmers. Well, that's being spun today is the only reason why the Chinese could have caught up with us as quickly. We love a good two-man race. Our favorite sports are one team versus another. Our politics are two parties, one versus another. We're a nation of dichotomy. And to function well in a competitive world as we see it, we need a good, solid enemy. So the Ruskies may have fallen by the wayside, but now we have China as our competitor and bogeyman.
So do you think it's then an accurate reference to call what, you know, this latest challenge a Sputnik moment?
I reread the passage and I noticed something that had eluded me in my initial interest. We had no idea how we'd beat them to the moon. When Sputnik beeped overhead, no one was worried about reaching the moon in 1957. They were keenly worried about intercontinental ballistic missiles, and the launcher that put Sputnik into orbit was designed to loft Soviet nuclear weapons over the horizon. This led to the perceived missile gap that John Kennedy used in his presidential campaign in 1960. Kennedy did not invoke the moon as a goal until May 1961. 4 years after Sputnik, and more politically significant, the month after the Bay of Pigs failure and Yuri Gagarin's flight to become the first human in space for the Soviet Union.
So are you saying that the president in the State of the Union had his history incorrect?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that an American president glossed things over a tad to make a point. And it's nothing like what JFK's successors Lyndon Johnson or Richard Nixon would eventually do. But President Obama seems to be well-meaning in trying to awaken America's competitive spirit. What we haven't seen, though, are the proposed kinds of spendings and commitments that are required to make that Eisenhower-JFK-era leap.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine NASA being created in this particular climate right now.
Exactly. So Obama might be wanting to see what science writers for years have called the Sputnik effect, some jarring, politically catalyzing event. Or, as I'd like to say, Tom Wolfe more deftly paraphrased in the movie adaptation of his book, The Right Stuff, no bucks, no Buck Rogers.
Yeah. So the bucks, the money, the cash, not here yet, right?
Right. There's two things that I see really missing in this. First, that is the bucks. Eisenhower's NDEA was a four-year injection of money into the university system, both in grants to schools and tuitions to targeted math, science, and foreign language areas. It was roughly $1 billion in 1960s money.
That's a lot.
Yeah. A four-year period, $1 billion. That is a huge flow of money. And today, DARPA, the inheritor of the ARPA project, spends roughly $3.2 billion a year. And remember, it started in 1958. And NASA, while spending billions to get to the moon and to create the shuttle program, then the International Space Station, is seeing the Obama administration severely curtail its budget compared to those glory days of the 60s and then again in the early 80s. So there's no comparable national expenditure in research and development as happened in that Sputnik area, and nothing proposed right now.
Right.
The second thing is the event. Regrettably, the closest thing we've experienced is 9/11. And that certainly resulted in billions in security research and FEMA projects and other spending. Indirectly, the current overseas spending in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, yes, creating the next level energy technology is extremely important, and that is what I believe at the end of the day President Obama is pointing at. But we're not looking at the impact on world energy prices of the development of a Chinese super battery or a Russian breakthrough in nuclear technology. The event is not there either.
The big difference here is Sputnik being launched was an event, a single event you could point to. What we're kind of talking about now is more of a sea change, a gradual advancement of one country's technological influence.
Right. Whether or not that's a Chinese battery blinking in your laptop telling you that it's going down versus a Soviet satellite beeping overhead and seemingly ominously hanging above you like the sword of Damocles, it's a little different.
Right. And until next time,
we're history.